This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Right when we talk about Bob Costas and all the Bob Costas hate, a buddy of mine, Drew, needs to be shamed because he texted me and he said, "When did Bob Costas get this bad?"
Oh, for God's sake!
And I said, "Leave the American treasure alone."
Dude, I swear,
he must not be listening to the show.
Anytime Bob Costas goes, we do this every year. Bob Costas, Rich Eisen. I'm trying to think who's the other one that does some of the Monday night games. Who's the ESPN guy?
Steve Levy.
Steve Levy.
Oh, he sucks.
And we instantly have to turn into the, you know. Oh my God!
You a hypocrite, it's just, Rob?
It drives me crazy. There's nothing wrong with any of them.
Hold on. Let's not compare Steve Levy to Bob Costas, okay?
Look,
Steve Levy can't hold Bob Costas' American jock.
Well,
and you know it.
I'm not saying that they're in the same category. I'm just saying the weird amount of hate.
Up
like Joe Buck
jock.
Used to get this. Anytime Joe Buck would do something, we had to listen to the Joe Buck hate, and everyone finally shut up and was like, all right, Joe Buck's fine.
Well,
they're fine. And Bob Costas doing baseball, I love hearing Bob Costas do baseball. Is he the best in the world at it? No. Has he lost a step? Sure. But postseason baseball, to me, feels like Bob Costas. And if you don't like Bob, just shut up. Why do you have to go into the void now and just scream about it?
I will say my buddy Drew did sort of out himself.
Yeah.
Because he said Bob Costas forever remembered for Pink Eye Olympics,
man.
Which, yeah. True, but
that was the best part about that Olympic.
Get out, hell yeah.
Oh yeah, who was that?
Salvi.
Okay,
1-1 Royals Yankees. How about that, Rodon? You little bitch. Oh, sorry.
You all right?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
You freaking
lots of screaming,
bitch,
cheering in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass, about? You little bitch.
Well, I don't know. We got into Bob Costas somehow, and the Bob Costas hate. I don't know where you were going, but that's...
Oh, I just wanted to call up my friend.
Okay.
Because he's clearly not listening to the show because he didn't hear us say...
Stop bagging on Bob Costas.
Plead to the public, lay off Bob Costas.
Knock it off.
And then
that
he texts you, Bob Costas sucks.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the college football cabaret, a few things... I was mentioning worst hang, Jay Novell or Trent Bray. That Colorado State-Oregon State game was really good.
Yeah, it was.
But, boy, does it seem like you don't want to hang around with either of those two head coaches?
I'm taking Bray, who doesn't seem like the most jovial person, but Norvell just seems like a...
He's a jerk.
He seems like an ass.
He's a lot.
He is a lot.
But Bray...
Bray was pretty upset. There were some PA calls that he was not... He was not
you
too happy.
You were red ass. There's your new red ass coach of the year, Trent Bray.
That's a big win for them, though. And by the way, I've got a couple of these. Just remember, Oregon State and Washington State, neither one of them is eligible for the group of five. Because, like, Oregon State plays Boise State at the end of the year, and so there's some people that are like, oh, could that game be for the group of five? the Pac-12 is not eligible for the Group of Five. So the only way Oregon State or Washington State could get into the playoff is if they were an at-large team, and that's not going to happen under any circumstances. So, no. Once the Pac-12 is rebuilt, then you could be a Group of Five team or a Group of Six that makes it in. But this year, that is not the case. But a nice win for Oregon State as they keep grinding through.
Caveat, you make it sound like they can't make the playoff. I get what you're saying, but they actually can. They just have to be ranked in the top 12.
Yeah, they'd have to be selected, and that is not going to happen.
Well, I get what you're saying, and it will not happen, but they do have a path. They just have they just have to be ranked. Well, you're making it sound as if there's no way they can make the playoff.
Yes,
there is a
there
way.
Is a way.
It's just not going to happen based on their schedule.
Yes.
They're not going to win enough big games to get into the top
Washington
12.
Washington State and Oregon State will not be selected.
Theoretically, if all of a sudden they just start killing everybody
and
they're
loses.
Ranked 10th,
yes, they would
it's possible that they could make the playoff.
Yes, just that they're not eligible for the best Group of Five. Which, by the way, right now it looks like Boise State. Boise State looks really good.
Dude.
And their lone loss is a game that they should have won, and that was against the number three team in the country right now in Oregon.
That loss is going to age well because Oregon's going to be there in the end.
Yep.
And Ashton Jeanty
could win the Heisman.
It's the top-ranked win by any team in the top 10. So, like, no team in the top 10 has a win over a team as high-ranked as Boise at 17.
He now has 1,000 yards on 90 carries.
Yes. He's killing
90.
People. And you look at their schedule, and again, always be careful with this because, as you saw last week in college football, anyone can jump up. But Boise State has Hawaii, UNLV, San Diego State, Nevada, San Jose State, Wyoming, and then that one at Oregon State. Boise State is going to be tough to keep out as the best Group of Five team. And I'm telling you, in those early scenarios where five is playing them, I'm not certain you want to see Boise State at this point the way they played Oregon.
Not with a running back like that.
Not with a running back like that.
Do you care to get – He has 1,031 yards, 95 carries. He has 16 tutties. And by the way, he doesn't even play in the second half because they kill everybody.
Yes.
He didn't play in the second half in this last weekend.
No.
He is averaging 10.9 yards per carry.
It's stupid what he's doing.
That's insane.
Yes.
And yet he's still not going to win the Heisman.
No, probably not.
He's the favorite. I was looking at this. This is where I was teasing Life Comes At You Fast. Shocking new Heisman candidate on the board. Did you see that?
I did not.
Cade Klubnik.
Oh, really?
All of a sudden, the Clemson quarterback is on the board.
Well, and again, we've talked about this the last couple weeks. So Clemson goes out and lays that giant egg against Georgia. Remember, that was like a one-score game at the half. And then in the second half, you know, they got blown out, and their offense, it was terrible. Since that Georgia game, they have put up 66, 59, 40, and 29 against Florida State. And the ACC is not good. Look out. Dude, Clemson absolutely could be there, and if they roll through the rest of the schedule, remember, they don't play Miami. They'd play him in the ACC title game, but absolutely, he could find himself there in New York.
I'm not taking him. He's plus 1,600. By the way, Cade Klubnik, the Clemson quarterback, is the same odds right now as Dylan Gabriel of Oregon.
Really?
They're plus 1,600, which, by the way, Dylan Gabriel at plus 1,600 is not a bad buy.
No, especially if Oregon keeps winning.
Good
to
value.
Give you that. To give you perspective, Ashton Jeanty is the odds-on favorite at plus 225.
Mm.
He ain't winning.
No.
Plus 225, and then it's Travis Hunter, who I also don't think is going to win. I think those guys will be there, but I don't think they're going to win it. It's ultimately going to be the quarterback of the top team, and that's where Quinn Ewers. You know what Quinn Ewers is right now?
What's he got?
Plus 2,000.
Well, and, you know, he's been beat up and he's been hurt, so... You know,
that is a great value because that dude first of all, he's one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best, in the country.
Yeah.
And all they need to do, he needs to play really well against Georgia.
Yeah.
And if he does that, he's going to put up big numbers the rest of the way. Plus 2,000 is a great bet.
Because Milroe was the favorite, and then he just lost to Ole Miss. And so it does feel like, in general, this season, it feels like it's completely wide open. And you know, we got. You mentioned Ewers, who's been hurt, but you know, for Texas, and then the number two team in Ohio State. Ohio State doesn't have anybody. I haven't seen anyone. It's certainly not Howard. It's not either one of their receivers. Not either one of their backs. Ohio State's just kind of sitting there, and maybe they're just so diversified that they don't have a singular entity.
Well, their quarterback's not. I mean,
no,
he's not
Will
lighting
Howard's,
the world on fire.
No, they're just solid.
They're really, their player, their best guy is the freshman receiver, Smith, who keeps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Making one-handed touchdowns.
Dude, silly.
He's great, and it will be fun to watch him against Muhammad and Oregon.
The problem with Ohio State is they've got two, if not three, really good receivers. They got two split backs, and their quarterback doesn't have eye-poppy numbers. So it's like it's more of a collection of talent than it is a singular force.
Somebody will if they continue to win.
Sure.
And you get down to the Michigan game, somebody will pop up. It'll probably be one of their running backs.
Yeah.
But
still, keep an eye on Milroe, who played. That's the interception killed him. But yeah. Alabama ain't going anywhere. Alabama will be fine. They'll stabilize, and Milroe will continue to put up big numbers.
Last nugget, I wrote down what Lincoln Riley said after the Minnesota. Did you see? He is so weird. And I know we've talked about USC already today, so we don't need to spend a ton of time on this. Yeah. But did you see what he said after the game in the press conference?
No, I did not.
So he was up there. They lose to Minnesota.
Yep.
And they
right at the end.
They go into the press conference, and it's him and two players.
We talk about P.J. Fleck, by the way, 4th and 1 and not kicking the field.
I know.
We don't talk about – I mean, it worked out, but holy. I was like sitting there on my couch.
That's a bad call,
I was sitting on my couch being like, what are you doing?
Isn't that a bad call? Which is a worse call.
That was a horrific call.
So if you don't know, he went – so it was a tie game.
Yeah.
4th and 1 on the one.
Yeah.
And he went for it.
Went for it.
He did not kick the field goal to take the lead.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately, Moss threw an interception in the end zone going the other way, and Minnesota won.
I guess maybe he was on to something with it. USC drove down and still had a chance. But, I mean, I just if you get stopped there, I mean, my God.
I kind of like the balls, though, because if you get stopped there, I think one advantage of doing that is if you get stopped there, you pin them on the one, and you feel like if you've got a good enough defense, you can hold them there or at least force a punt.
Yeah.
But I also I kind of like the balls there, man.
I mean,
it's not the smartest move. I don't know what analytics says, but anytime a coach, and I don't care what part of the field it's on, right. I'm honest about this. If there is 1 yard, my team ought to be able to get one effing yard.
Yeah.
Seriously, at 1 yard, just go and get it. So which is worse, that or Boss Hogg in Arkansas going for it scoring a touchdown when Tennessee wanted them to?
Yeah, because, I mean, you just kneel the ball and kick the field goal. I mean, both of those were – there were multiple times sitting in college and the NFL this week where I was sitting there – I'm looking right at you, Raiders – where you're just kind of sitting there and you're like, what are you doing? It's just it's perplexing to me, some of the decisions that are being made. But in the case of Minnesota, you know, it worked out. So, you know – And again, to prove him right, they scored a touchdown, and USC had a chance to go down, and they got it into the end zone. And had they kicked the field goal, that would have been to win the game, not tie the game. So, you know, maybe P.J. Fleck was on something.
Well, but the flip side of the way to look at that
is
if you kick the field goal, you still win the game.
Still win the game.
You held them.
It was bizarre. But anyway, what I did not see what Lincoln Riley said after the game.
What he said was, on that goal line play, one of the media members asked one of the players that was sitting next to Lincoln Riley, they said, hey, did you think he was in? Because it was close.
Yes.
And Riley stopped the reporter down and he said, you can't ask a kid if he thought they got into the end zone on a goal line play. His quote was, who cares what he says? Like what? A player's opinion? Let's ask a more professional question.
Oh.
That's what he said.
You got a little snippy there, huh?
Well, he did get snippy, and I don't really understand why. Like, that's a fair question. Like, yeah. Did you think he got in? That's not a weird question.
Well, I always say this. I don't think Lincoln Riley's at that point where you're worried about where that program's going. But we talk about this with Florida and Billy Napier. When you start sniping at best way to put this. One of the signs that your program is in trouble and is not going the right way is when the head coach starts picking fights with fans.
Agreed.
Or with media.
That's right.
It's not a good sign. And that's interesting. I didn't hear that. When you start getting upset at simple questions that are being asked.
Yeah, he got all weird about it. And it's like, that's not even one to get weird about. Like, no, I don't see his line of thinking.
That's like when you come home and you know, I don't know, you leave your shoes at a certain place and your wife starts yelling at you. It's not about your shoes.
Yeah, right.
You've done seven other things led up and the shoes were the catalyst. That's not about that question. It's just that Lincoln knows that he has now lost two games that he has no business losing and that they should have won and they've let him slip away. And largely that's based on him.
All right, that wraps up our college football cabaret. We will begin, and we will not get far, but there's always tomorrow's show.
Yes.
We will begin our NFL Week 5 ankle biter next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.